Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Metallica start out the 4 o'clock hour.
Man,
Powder's bobbing his head. I like it.
Take my soul, take my soul, take my soul, take my soul.
That's about how I know the lyrics. You know me. That's exactly how I'd be singing it.
Don't know what they say, but I know it's in Madden.
Start the 4 o'clock hour here with the stock market report. That is sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $21,000 discount. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. Dow Jones up 126 points today. S&P 500 up 55 points. And the NASDAQ up 259 points. So a good start to, actually not a start to the week. Today's Tuesday. It was a bad start to the week, but a good little pickup on Tuesday. I just saw a push notification that Drake May is going to be the starting quarterback for the New England Patriots for their next game. So I guess Mike McDaniel and that Dolphins defense knocked Jacoby Brissett right out of the starting lineup.
I didn't get that. You draft the guy and then you don't play him.
Like, I don't think it's the worst thing in the world to give guys time. But if you're going to have a bad season anyway, in that situation, I would probably go, yeah, just start from game one. We won't lose any time that way.
It's like Carolina Panthers right now. I just watched some today. They're, you know, whatever. They're terrible. They haven't won a game. And they're like minus 90 in point differential. Like, why wouldn't you let Bryce Young play? Like, Andy Dalton's not going to take you out of a terrible team. Like, let the young guy get some work.
I think in that situation, just to kind of save the locker room, you needed to give Dalton a start or two. Because I think the other players, they're playing hard. I mean, they know why they're failing every week. Like, I think in that situation, it was the right move. You've got to go back to Bryce Young at some point. I don't know when they will, but they should go back to him. But I think just to kind of, you know, tell the players, like, yeah, we acknowledge that it's not working with him right now.
I'm going to tell you, from personal experience of 2007, it is Dave Canales, their head coach. And every player that knows football knows that he doesn't know what the hell he's doing. Just like 07, when I've told y'all in the past, about the second day of camp, all the vets started looking around at each other. And we were like, this damn Cam Cameron is not made for this job. This is not what he needs to do.
But you're not saying Dave Canales is responsible for Bryce Young's poor play because Bryce Young was terrible last season.
That's what I'm saying. Dave Canales is responsible for them being terrible, like not figuring it out earlier than that. Bryce Young, no, because go back to 07. I knew Tyler Thigpen. I knew Cleo Lemon. I knew all the, you know, those guys, John Beckson. I knew those guys weren't going to. I think Beck came. No, that's when we drafted Henny 08 with Jake Long. John Beck, I knew those guys weren't the guy, but I just knew it was bigger than one player. I knew that this organization is not being run correctly. This offense is not being called correctly, and we're going to be terrible on top of terrible.
Speaking of head coaches, Robert Saleh, of course, you know by now, was let go by the Jets today. So a little turmoil in the AFC East. Saleh goes. Jacoby Brissett, he gets sat. I mean, things are happening, man. In the meantime, Dolphins are cruising to victory on Sunday. They're one game back of the lead in the AFC East.
We always talk about the limited good quarterbacks in the world. I don't think we talk about how many real good head coaches there are in the world. Because there's some terrible people in those positions right now in the NFL.
That I would agree with. What do you think about Bill Belichick taking over the Jets once again?
I do believe Bill coaches again because I just don't think it's in him. I watch Inside the NFL. I've watched him talk. You know, him and Peyton Manning do that little film breakdown. Like he needs to do football again. This media stuff's not for him. I don't know if the Jets is the right place. I kind of like Dallas. if Jerry Jones would get out the way and let Bill run it, because they have a good roster. You just need somebody in there that knows what to do. We know Mike McCarthy is not going to win any games. Like,
or Jacksonville. Jacksonville with Trevor Lawrence.
I really like Dallas. I like Dallas for Bill Belichick. I think Bill Belichick can make Dallas a competing team because their roster is set up the way it is. Great receiver, you know, above average quarterback. Y'all know how I feel about Dak, but the defense can be good. They have a bunch of injuries right now, too. I think Bill Belichick, 2025, Dallas Cowboys, I think they can make some waves.
I'm here at Amerant Bank Arena in Sunrise. Panthers get the season started tonight, hosting the Boston Bruins. And that game, let me remind everybody again, can be seen. Originally, it was not going to be shown on the local broadcast, but it will. It will be televised locally on Scripps, which is the new TV broadcast partner for the Panthers. So if you want to watch it in Miami or Dade or Broward, WSFL 39, Channel 39. You want to watch it in Palm Beach County or the Treasure Coast, South Florida's 9. And you can watch it also on their new app, which is called Panthers Plus. Remember, there is no Bally Sports Florida anymore showing the Panthers games. They are no longer partners. So it's on free TV. You just have to find it. It's Channel 39, Dade and Broward, South Florida's 9 in Palm Beach County and the Treasure Coast, and on the Panthers Plus app, which is about $70 for the season. But if you're a Panthers fan, that's a way to see every game. We're going to be airing the game tonight on 104.3 FM, the Shark. Not the HD signal, the actual 104.3 FM, the Shark. We will air the game tonight. In fact, the radio voice, Doug Plagans, is going to join us this hour. We had a treat last hour. They brought the Stanley Cup over to the broadcast table here. Me and Mike Cugno got to take a couple pictures with it, and that was, and we got to see the championship ring. It was very, very cool. But like I say, Doug Plagans is going to join us this hour, and if you want to listen to the game tonight, 104.3 FM The Shark. Let's get a quick look at the headlines for the 4 o'clock hour with Solana. It's brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. I should probably mention as well, the doors here at the Amerant Bank Arena open at 5 o'clock tonight if you're coming to the game. That's less than an hour from now. Usually the doors don't open till 6. Doors tonight open at 5. We had George Richards on earlier. He said be in your seats a little bit before 7. They'll have a ceremony and the banner raising and all the hoo-ha, and then they'll drop the puck around 7:25 tonight. But doors do open at 5 p.m. if you're coming to the game tonight. And that way, if it's raining, you don't have to stand outside in the rain and wait for the doors to open till 6. So that's tonight here at the arena.
Did you guys see Robert Saleh was escorted out of the facility? This is according to Pro Football Talk. He was escorted out of the facility by team security and was not allowed to meet with players or inform the team of the decision to let him go.
Yeah, not uncommon when someone gets fired out of the blue. I did see that when they fired, who was before Saleh?
Case.
Gase, he was not escorted out of the building. He got to leave on his own volition. But, I mean, they didn't care if he stayed or left. He wasn't doing it.
He already had a tea time.
Yeah, he was playing Sudoku in the cafeteria.
Robert Saleh, some guys get upset with firings. You have to know who you have to deal with when they fire you.
He was just super surprised. I forget who spoke with them today. I think it may have been Jay Glazer. Someone spoke with them right after it happened. He said he was completely blindsided. And I think everyone was. Like, this seemed like a case of Woody Johnson kind of stewing on the flight home from London or wherever. Was it London? It was somewhere in England. And probably came to this decision and was like, yeah, I'm gonna pull the Band-Aid off right now and just kind of see where this thing goes. So I think it was a surprise to everyone. But apparently he was in his office. Woody Johnson walked in and bing, bang, boom, hit the bricks.
Got to know your personnel.
Yeah.
I don't think it's funny on this show. If I got fired, nobody would care. Like, they wouldn't escort me. But Hawk, if you got fired, they would escort you because you're a little. You got a little firecracker in you.
It's not true at all.
Hawk, you've cussed out numerous people.
No, but if I get fired, I deserve it. Like, that I understand. Like, did you hear the segment we did with Cuño? Like, I would totally get it. I can't believe they haven't fired me yet. I get outraged if it's not deserved. If it's deserved, I'm a man. I've said to my son, hey, own it. I don't know how the hell I'm still doing this show.
If you ever get fired, which you won't because you're great at your job, but if you do and I know that they give me the heads up, I'm going to tell them he needs to be escorted out of the building because he's going to cause havoc.
Who's going to escort him? Jimmy?
I think it would be Leroy. I think Leroy Horde.
I want Dan to escort you out.
I think Leroy, he would just start talking to me, and he would talk so much, I would flee the building.
Leroy, you're up.
Do your
thing. What do you think about Robert Smith? Did you like his knees riding high? You know, he's a big running back, and he ran up high. I'm out of here, Leroy.
I will say, though, Hawk, I don't think it's as common as you made it seem, a head coach being escorted out of the building, because I did read something earlier today that hasn't happened in the NFL in a pretty long time. So I don't think it's as common.
Well, usually they're not fired from their office. Usually it's a weekend decision or it's an off-season decision. This was an odd situation, right. But that's normal in most firings in most workplaces. That's how I've seen in radio always, is someone escorts you out. You can't let he's going to get the team together and address them. Like, you don't know what he's going to say. When you cut ties with someone, thank you. Your check is in the mail. We'll see you.
Well, you got to know your personnel too. Robert Saleh is a big emotional guy. Like, if they fired Marv Levy, they don't have to escort Marv Levy out of the building. Fair. He's not going to. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to know your personnel. Robert seemed like a dude. I don't know if he'd have called a team meeting and went to cussing and telling secrets or snapping on people or arguing with people, but you have to know your personnel. I would say Cam Cameron, when he got fired, he just went in his car and cried. But even not even size-wise, a Nick Saban was going to cuss out some people on the way out if he was ever to get fired. Sala. So we know he quit, but Saleh seemed like he would choke the hell out of somebody.
He's going to go choke Aaron Rodgers' other Achilles out. That's what he's going to do.
Got to know your personnel.
Mike McDaniel, the security, they would put him in a baby Bjorn, walk him right out. He'd be facing out the other way in the Bjorn.
He'd be kicking his legs. They'd
Mike,
walk
we're
going
to need you to step into here. Bloop.
And unbuckle him.
We will unbuckle you outside.
It's a story I tell you with Keith Traylor. When Keith Traylor was mad and trying to fight, another dude on the team, and they start calling my cell phone, and I'm halfway home. I'm like, what are you calling me for? Hey, come talk to your friend. I'm like, this is a billion-dollar organization. You need me to come get him out of the parking lot? Like, what are you doing? Matt Roth. When Matt Roth fought Manny Wright at practice and he's sitting in the parking lot waiting with no shirt on, hey, man, y'all need to go talk to Matt. You have nobody that can deal with this situation in this building. I need to go talk to him. Man, come on, man. You got to know your personnel.
The Florida Panthers, as Hawk mentioned, will have their puck drop at 7 p.m. The banner goes up tonight. Are you going to stick around, Hawk, to watch the banner go up?
I am.
You think you'll cry?
Yeah, definitely.
Why are you laughing?
Because I'm so cold. No, I'm not going to cry. Am I going to cry? What do you mean, am I going to cry?
I did tear up when Paul Maurice closed his eyes and held up the trophy.
I was emotional just listening to the montage in the last hour, like Billy Lindsay. I mean, Billy Lindsay, like that brought back memories of how emotional it is for so many people, Billy Lindsay included. Like, people will cry tonight. It ain't going to be me, but people will cry tonight.
I cried in 07 when the Heat put up their 06 banner, and then they got crushed by 42 to the Chicago Bulls. I shed a tear.
I'll be crying if the Panthers don't cover tonight. I got to ask Plagans if he thinks
Please don't ask about
have
gambling.
2.5 shots or more.
You think there's going to be a fight in the game? Like, are the Bruins coming for blood today? They're sending a message?
Interesting. I don't know. Could be chippy, as you mentioned earlier. Like, these two teams do not like each other. And you can imagine, you know, you're the Bruins. You want to ruin their night, or you want to show them that this didn't do anything for me. I'm going to put you in your place. Yeah, I could see that happening.
Or unless there's like some unwritten rule in hockey. Yeah, they do that. Like, oh, you can't fight the team who put their banner up. Some like stupid rule like that. I want to see some fights. I want to see Matthew Tkachuk kick Pasta's ass again. That's what I want to see tonight.
Panthers are -160 favorites. They are -1.5 goals if you want to bet the goal line, but that's +150. Over-under tonight is 6. Now, usually we know, get into the season, it gets up to 6.5 or so. Look at that. Here comes Doug Plagans walking over. He's got his little Stanley Cup in a box. Oh, that's a Comrex unit for Tree. My bad. I thought he was the keeper of the cup for a second. It's the mini version, the little memorabilia. Plagans carries it around in a briefcase.
The Miami Heat, they're in action tonight. You can listen to it on WQAM, preseason game number 1. They're in Charlotte. They'll take on the Hornets. Just a reminder, the Miami Heat did announce officially that their preseason home opener, which was scheduled for this Thursday, has been postponed. They'll play the Atlanta Hawks now next Wednesday. That's October 16th at 7:30 p.m. So no game this Thursday, but a game tonight. And we got MLB playoff action starting in less than 1 hour. It's the Mets and the Phillies tonight.
Hey, Plagans, you see Sam Reinhardt taking more than 2.5 shots on goal tonight?
That sounds like something
Mark Hawkins. You're vaguely in the background.
He ain't interested.
That's something I would never speak of.
Yeah, he ain't interested. He's interested in our cheese and caramel apples, though. He's going to town.
Get you a caramel apple,
Plagans. Eat as much as you want, man. Eat as much as you want. Hey, listen, this is you're essentially in the green room right now, so this is our snacks, and your big segment's coming up next, so have a full belly.
Hopefully you didn't take Hawker Crowder's advice yesterday, because the Chiefs beat the Saints 26-13.
Warm out.
Terrible.
Let's go, Painter. That's what you have me cheering. Let's go, Painter.
Listen, I didn't know that Derek Carr was going to get knocked out. I mean, what did I know?
Come on, Painter.
It's Hayner, by the way. That's the third time. You're adding a P, but it's just Hayner, Jake Hayner.
I thought it was Painter.
Thought it was Painter.
I don't know how it's pronounced, but I can read.
Because it was funny, because remember, didn't the Colts used to have a backup quarterback, Curtis Painter? Didn't they do a whole season with Painter? And I thought, I man, it's Hayner, huh? Huh. I thought it was Painter.
It's Hayner?
Yeah. And it's Chris Olave, going back to the very first segment, because both of you pronounce his name in a myriad of different ways, and neither of you got it right.
I said Olave.
No, you said Olave.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Olave didn't put both his hands up.
What team was it again? What team did we bet on? New Orleans?
The Saints.
Bet on New Orleans +5.5. And Olave's ass wouldn't even put both his hands up.
New Orleans Saints roster. Spencer Rattler's on the team? Why didn't they go to him?
They had Hayner.
If Taysom Hill wasn't inactive, he'd have come in. We'd have covered.
Yeah, I bet.
Boy, it is Hayner.
Huh. Heavy H.
All right, your weather from the Demesman. I'm glad we cleared that up. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. There will be a new advisory coming out regarding Hurricane Milton from the National Weather Service. That'll be at 5 p.m. I will say this. I just saw that the Tri-Rail will be suspending service Wednesday and Thursday.
Yeah, I would imagine if you're doing any kind of travel, airports you got to check on. We know that Dade County schools are closed tomorrow. I'm doing this off memory, so I have to double check this. Everybody should know by now, but Broward County schools, Palm Beach County schools are closed Wednesday and Thursday. So anything Brightline, Tri-Rail, public transportation, airports, check all your websites and Twitter accounts and all that stuff for the latest.
Dade County schools close tomorrow and Thursday.
Okay.
Yeah. Tomorrow and Thursday.
Very good.
All right, gentlemen, that's your weather.
All right, Plagans is going to join us in the next segment. We'll talk a little Panthers hockey with him.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
That is some cojones, boys! Whoa!
Hawk and Crowder.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crowder is in New York, and I'm here in Sunrise for the Panthers opener tonight, Amerant Bank Arena, and Doug Plagans is sitting down with us here at the old broadcast table in the beautiful city of Sunrise, Florida. You can hear Plagans tonight. Remember, the Panthers game tonight is on 104.3 FM The Shark. That's 100,000 watts. Of Plagan's voice, Crowder. You might be able to hear it all the way up in New York. That's a lot of wattage right there. So
I need it in my life.
Dude sounds good on AM. I mean, when he's on FM, look out world. But tonight, FM 104.3 FM, The Shark. I'll start here, Plagans, and we just played a montage of Game 7 last hour, where you and Billy Lindsay, I mean, you're just going nuts, and how could you not? How emotional is tonight going to be for you? It's your 10th season as a Panthers radio guy. And Billy Lindsay, of course, we know how emotional he was during Game 7. Like, how emotional is tonight going to be for the players, for Paul Maurice, for you, for Moeller, everybody involved?
Really emotional. It's going to be special. I mean, there's never been a Stanley Cup banner raising here in the history of the Florida Panthers. And there are 31 other teams in the National Hockey League who would love to be raising a banner tonight. But the Panthers are the team who happens to be raising a banner. So the tonight's going to be extremely special, to say the least. And I think the biggest thing, too, with this, not only is there going to be a beautiful new piece of decor up in the rafters before this game starts here tonight, but it's a chance to really celebrate that run from last spring one last time with all the fans in the building, and to just enjoy it and remember that team. And that's going to be, that team is going to be part of South Florida sports lore, not just Panthers lore, but South Florida sports lore forever. It's a Stanley Cup champion. They're immortalized as far as hockey history is concerned. But to be able to celebrate that, raise the banner, have all the fans here be able to enjoy it, have hockey fans, Panthers fans across North America be able to follow along with it as well. It's going to be a really special night, and every time we walk into the building now, we'll be able to look up that banner and remember what that team gave us last spring. And again, it's going to be extra special, no question.
And, Doug, the banner represents, you know, last season. It's big time, and we were, for a long time, the other team in Florida because the Lightning were respected. Like, does last year legitimize the Panther organization as a respected team? We talk about the Big Six and all the, you know, the people been playing hockey for 100 years. Does last year legitimize the Florida Panthers organization as a legit NHL team?
I think that had already happened. You know, I think over the course of the last number of years, and you know, ever since the Viola family got involved and everything like that, this has become an extremely respected franchise, both on and off the ice. But when you win a Stanley Cup, and obviously that's the ultimate goal of everybody. You work in this business, whether you're playing, whether you're coaching, you're broadcasting, you're working in the sales department, wherever you are. If you're working in sports, if you're working for the Panthers, you're hoping that you get to be a part of a champion one day and in some small way. And you know, for this team to be able to win a Stanley Cup last spring, it's like I said, it makes that Panthers team part of hockey history. It puts the Panthers in that list of teams who've won the Stanley Cup. And again, there are a lot of teams who've been around a lot longer than the Panthers who still have not won the Stanley Cup. You know, not taking any runs at anybody, but the Buffalo Sabres, the Vancouver Canucks, there are some teams who've been around for much longer than the Panthers. The Toronto Maple Leafs, last time they won a Stanley Cup, there were only six teams in the league. So it's been a long time for a lot of teams. There are some teams who have come close but just haven't been able to get over that hump. The Panthers are on that list of teams who've won a Stanley Cup, and that is a special group to be a part of.
Well, let's talk about repeat then. What are the
they have the team to do it.
What are the chances? So tell us a little bit about what's different coming into this season, who's gone and who's been added, and what do you think legitimately their chances are? It's a obviously difficult task to repeat as champion in any sport. But what do you think about the way that they're constructed and what could happen this coming season?
Well, a couple of different angles to look at that. For one, repeating in hockey is very difficult. Now, the Panthers have been to the Cup Final 2 years in a row, so playing that much hockey in a short period of time, it takes a toll, no doubt about it. But at the same time, the roster that's been constructed here, the guys that Bill Zito's brought in, these are a lot of guys that are right in really the sweet spot of their prime or just starting to enter their prime. So I think they're all more than capable of being able to handle the mileage that you can rack up going on these repeated long runs. As I said, there are 31 other teams that would have loved to have had the short off season that the Panthers had. There's motivation. These guys won. They know they have the team that can do it again. They're excited to get back out there. I don't think there's any sign of fatigue. And I know a lot of people like to talk about Stanley Cup hangover, for instance. I think, you know, in talking to somebody else in the business, I think Stanley Cup carryover is a good phrase, because I think we are going to see that. I think you're going to see an excitement, a momentum carry over from last year with this team right into this season. Now, I do think too much has been made by a lot of the national pundits, if you will, a lot of the talking heads, if you will, about who's not here. Brandon Montour was a great contributor to this team. Oliver Ekman-Larsson, you can't really tell the story of last year's Panthers without mentioning his name. Anthony Stolarz did a great job in a backup goaltending role last year. There are a number of guys. You look at Ryan Lomberg and Nick Cousins and Kevin Stenland and guys that were key parts of this team last year that are no longer here. That being said, a lot of people have made, I think, too much of who's not here, because in a salary cap world, in a salary cap league, when teams achieve success and repeated success, guys are going to inevitably get opportunities elsewhere, get pay raises elsewhere. As I mentioned, salary cap league, you can't pay everybody all the money, so you have to pick and choose and be selective and make calculated great decisions on who you are going to extend. That's why the Panthers have been able to extend Gus Forsling and over the summer Anton Lundell and Sam Reinhart, of course, and you know, be able to keep some of these guys. But I think this Panthers team going into 24-25, especially, I keep saying this, in a salary cap league, has a really, I think, extraordinary amount of continuity that you don't usually see. This team is returning its eight leading scorers. Eight of its top nine forwards from last year. A lot of the guys that are stepping in, for example, expect Mackie Samuskevich to get some reps on the line with Anton Lundell.
I'm sorry, who?
Mackie Samuskevich, he was first-round pick of the Panthers a couple of years back.
I'm going to have to work on this one. Crowder,
expect
you're going to have to work on this one as well.
Expect
one more time.
Mackie Samuskevich.
I got it.
Expect Mackie him to get.
Mackie Samuskevich.
We'll keep working on that.
Mackie Sandwich what?
We expect him to get some of the a look in the Tarasenko spot from last spring.
I really do want to learn his name. Mackey
Samuskevich.
Samuskevich?
Yep, you got it. Mackey Samuskevich.
All right. So what number is he wearing?
The Mackey Samuskevich tonight. So
put
we're into name.
We'll get to the number.
I was in the middle. Now I'm all sidetracked. We'll get to all the particulars here in a moment. I was right in the middle of making a great point here, but with the continuity this team has, returning its 8 leading scorers.
I'm on the same as
a lot of the guys that are being plugged in are guys who are in house. They're returning 3 of their top 4 defensemen. Sergei Bobrovsky is still the goaltender. Paul Maurice is still the head coach.
Got another number.
So we're going to have all that. But again, the Panthers returning a great deal of continuity. He's going to be wearing number 25.
25, Mackey Samuskevich. Yep. Write it down. Get me a jersey.
Maggie Samuskevich.
It's a long nameplate.
I would imagine. Yeah.
Hey, I would imagine. Doug, you kind of hit on early in your last answer, but the window, like you always talk about, like in other sports, we always talk about that window. Yep. When you were saying there's some veterans hitting, you know, there's some young guys hitting their max. There's some veterans playing at a high level. Is there a window for this team? Like we need to do something in the next 4 years or it's going to blow up. How do the NHL windows work?
I think this team's window is long. I mean, for example, Barkov, Tkachuk, those contracts are long-term, and Sam Reinhart just signed a long-term deal. You know, Gus Forsling signed that long-term extension last year. You have a lot of guys kind of right in that 25 to 30 window, and you have guys like Anton Lundell, who just turned 23 last week. So you have a lot of guys kind of right in that sweet spot of their career, that sweet spot of their prime, where they're going to all be growing at about the same pace, and they've all got a ton of runway still left to play in their career. Kind of crazy. You look at Alexander Barkov, for example, season 12 in the National Hockey League for Barkov, even though he's still just 29 years old, turned 29 early September, but Alexander Barkov, right in the thick of his prime, so much hockey already played, so established, but you expect him to still have a ton of runway left. This is a team that's right in the beginning of its window, and I think is going to be a contender for a number of years to come. So no reason to, again, no reason to think that this team's going to have any kind of a drop-off. Like I said, I think too much has been made of the guys who aren't here, and not enough has been made of the continuity that this team is going to have, especially for a team in a salary cap league where we often see lots of turnover.
Roy Bellamy from Meadowlark Media's The Hockey Show.
My friend and yours.
Just sat down. You know what number Mackey Samuskevich wears for the Panthers, Roy?
No, I do not.
Do you know Mackey Samuskevich?
Yes, I do.
All right, just checking. Where's number 25? Where's number 25?
His first goal this year, when he inevitably scores his first goal, will be his first National Hockey League goal. Played 7 games for the Panthers last year. So first-round pick a couple of years back. And the other thing with him, he led the Charlotte Checkers, the Panthers American Hockey League affiliate, led them in points last year. To do that as a 21-year-old, like speaking of somebody who's worked in the American Hockey League for a number of years, to lead a team in points in the AHL as a 21-year-old, that's nothing to sneeze at. So that's a pretty lofty accomplishment, and they've been really happy with his progression. Was a little bit banged up at the start of training camp, but looks to be good to go.
You might see him on the Anton Lundell line, Roy.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
I know Plagan's got to get ready for a broadcast, and we got to go to a commercial break. But what did you do during the off season? We always ask you. You usually go to some ballparks. You do a baseball tour. What'd you do this off?
Didn't get the ballparks. I went to the big card show in Cleveland. Went up.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. The National went up there.
Anybody displaying Crowder cards?
I asked her. I didn't have time to go digging around too deeply. But you know, when you're the foremost collector of Channing Crowder memorabilia, which is me, when you have that
you're laughing,
when
Roy.
You
that's
when you
a,
have that
a big, it's a prestigious title.
Yeah, when you have that Crowder title, I mean, I'm only looking for the highest end top shelf Channing Crowder memorabilia at this point. We're looking for the big stuff now because
mm-hmm. You have an autographed Crowder powder.
Yes, I have Crowder powder in the container. I have the samples. But you have a taco one now? Is that what I'm hearing?
Hey, Doug, don't worry about it. Hawk's a hater. I get you the taco and the seafood. It's on
the way. I love tacos.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Hey, I'm talking about what? I'm thinking about an NIL deal with Sam Miscavige and the taco powder. You make any Sam Miscavige tastier.
It's not college.
I love Sammy Maciscavel. But hey, Doug, Sammy's my boy.
There's your sound bite. I'm sure Solana's cutting that right now.
Yeah. What'd you call the visitor last year?
Doug, I have a Pete Rose signed baseball, and they gave me pure hell about it last week.
I have one too.
So Pete, of course you do. Everyone does. That was our point. He got all. He didn't get excited when Pete Rose passed away, but. When Pete Rose passed away, he showed us he was at home and he had the signed ball. And Solana and I were just we bust out laughing because everyone has one. No, is there any value to that?
Well, there always will be. He is the hit king. Now, the thing with Pete Rose is he made himself very available over the entirety of
his retirement. It's why everyone has an autographed Pete Rose baseball.
And he wouldn't have done that if there wasn't always a market and people ready to pay for it, I wouldn't think. He made himself very available on the memorabilia circuit. As somebody who's been to a lot of card shows, who's been around the memorabilia world for a long time, he made himself very accessible. There are a lot out there, but I think there'll always be people who want
this. What do you think Crowder's ball is worth? In other words, $25?
More than that if it's on like an official Major League Baseball. But the thing with him is no matter what, for better or worse, or for whatever baseball collection or collector you're dealing with, he is a part of baseball history, and there are always going to be people who collect the historical figures, and he is the hit king. And he also was known for other scandal, for the scandal.
Speaking of which, do you think there's any chance Sam Reinhart has more than 2.5 shots on goal tonight? I'm spitballing a number
here. I think
here.
That's something that you need to ponder yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, we got to let Plagans go. Have
It'll
a great
be good for you.
Tonight.
Ponder that yourself.
Listen,
don't bring anybody else into it.
Hard Rock app has been pondering my bank account to zero. It's been a rough go of it. I need help. Doug Plagans, tonight you will hear him on 104.3 FM, The Shark. FM 104.3 tonight if you want to hear Plagans on the radio call. Have a great broadcast tonight. Excited for the season, excited for the banner raising, and we will talk to you plenty throughout the season.
Thanks for having me as always, guys.
There you go, Doug Plagans. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming up next. It'll be an abbreviated show tonight because the Miami Heat pregame starts at 5:45, but we will pack the 45 minutes of the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour with entertainment for you live here from Sunrise, Florida. So don't go anywhere.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You, Brooks Koepka!
Hawk and Crowder.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.